Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. Us BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and also check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All our yarns, all our news, all our photos, and keeping our black voice strong out there here on your Delhi Murray radio station, BBM, with National Talk Black. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all the traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have you say your mob? Let's open up the show with I've Been Moved by Dan Kelly. And we're going to catch up very soon over yarn with Leah Cameron. Stay tuned.
All right. folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country, ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. Going to jump straight in with the beautiful Leah Cameron from Murrow Law and talk about class action launch against Commonwealth for Stolen Generation. First of all, very good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm really well, thank you.
Thank you for coming to the program, my sister. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a Palawa woman from Tasmania. So,
but in Cairns at the moment.
That's in Cairns at the minute. That's right.
All right, too, Delhi. Now, tell us about this. Give us an introduction regarding class action launch against Commonwealth for Stolen Generation, sister.
Yeah, look, at the end of last month, so the end of April, Northern Territory-based survivors of the Stolen Generation actually issued proceedings, legal proceedings, against the Commonwealth, basically seeking compensation for their forcible removal from their families when they were children, sort of from the period from the early 1900s to up until the sort of 1970s.
So you would say they've got a leg to stand on, sister?
Absolutely. So, you know, all around the country we've seen, you know, proceedings or negotiated settlements happen. So this is just, I suppose, the next round of it.
Okay. So what is a class action, Leah?
That's it. Look, we all hear about it. We hear about it on the TV. We probably see some American TV shows, but of course...
Act like we know what we're doing, what they're talking about, but
exactly.
What is a class action?
but it is a very specific area of the law, and, you know, there are lawyers who specialise in it. Mm. And so in this case, it's basically a court case in which a group of people who are similarly affected sue another person. So in this case, it's, you know, members of the Stolen Generation suing the Commonwealth. They, as a group, they usually pick one or a few people to represent them all in the class action, and it goes forward before the courts like that.
Okay, so what is Northern Territory's class action?
Yeah, so once again, it's about those people who were affected between, you know, the early 1900s to the late 1900s were taken from their families.
Yes.
And it's being run by the large legal firm Shine Lawyers, who are experienced in lots of class actions. They run all sorts of class actions around the country. And so you kind of wonder, well, how do they actually do this? And they receive funding, I suppose, to run it, because these things cost a lot of money, by what's called litigation funders. So they're the guys that stump up the money, help run all the legal proceedings. And at the end, if you win it and you do receive a payout, those guys sort of come knocking and go, okay, well, we need to take a component because we basically backed you.
So in actual fact,
that's how it runs.
Well, I'm looking at lawyers. That's how you operate, hey?
It's really interesting case. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are captured by this. They say, look, they're estimating about 4,000 to 6,000 people could be eligible. And so they say you can log in and register to be a member of the class action. So you need to do that. And if you want to do that, you'd need to contact Shine Lawyers.
Okay, fantastic. Can you hear me there, Leah? No, I lost Leah. I'll get Leah back and continue that conversation. That's Leah Cameron from Murrow Law. We're talking about the class action launch against Commonwealth for Stolen Generation, the introduction of the 28th of April, the Northern Territory-based survivor of the Stolen Generation, issued legal proceedings against the Commonwealth, demanding compensation for the forcible removal from their families as children way back 1910 to 1970. So, in the virtue of the whole of the 1900s. But we'll get Leah back, continue the conversation. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by,
breeze is blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong Eye Tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mario Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong Eye Tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mario Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
You're listening to National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I was having a daily yarn there with Leah Cameron from Murra Law. I got cut out there. Regarding our conversation, class action launch against Commonwealth for Stolen Generation. Lee, are you there?
I am indeed.
Sorry about that. We are a professional company. I want you to know that. I know what's going on there, sister, but it's all good. Got you back. Now, talking about this class action, and you mentioned about what is Northern Territory class action. The other question I have for you is, why is the class action important to our people?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, as we know, our mob were removed by, you know, state, federal governments, and they ended up all over, you know, and the impact of that is very much felt today because, you know, those children have gone on to become adults and, you know, some instances have their own family, and that trauma continues through many, many generations. And we even know today the rate of our children being taken away is just obscene.
Exactly.
So obviously those children, you know, they were taught to reject language and culture and, you know, didn't have that ongoing contact with their mob and their country. They were, you know, placed in institutions and, as we know, abused and neglected.
Mm.
So, you know, over the years some states have looked at compensating mob for that. You know, no money is ever enough to you know, put them back in that position.
Exactly.
But I suppose this is going some way to say, hey, this needs to be recognised and it does need to go some way to repair the damage. So
exactly.
That's actually what the proceedings is sort of about in a nutshell.
So what has been happening to support the Stolen Generation?
Yeah, well, of course we've had all these reports over the years. You know, you might remember all the way back to the 90s when we had the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission with the Bringing Them Home report, which was very comprehensive. But very sadly, as we know, even though they had these great recommendations, very few of them
falls on deaf ears.
Were implemented. Absolutely, which is appalling. You know, what's the point of everybody yarning their story, going through that trauma again? You know, good people
it on
working
shelf.
On recommendations, and it just gathers dust, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, since that time, we thought, you know, had a bit of glimmer of hope when we had the apology back in 2007. You know, it's so long ago now.
Exactly.
When we had that apology, but once again, nothing really went anywhere, suppose. Individual states have sort of looked at the issue. I know in my country, in Tasmania, they were one of the first to go, hey, let's look at compensating the Stolen Generation. Went through a long process of that. There was an apology and compensation.
Mm.
So, look, sadly, there hasn't been a lot of action. There's never enough support for the members of the Stolen Generation. But once again, it's about recognition of this fact and what can we do at least in some way to try and put them in a better position.
So what will happen now that the claim has been filed as such?
It's interesting. So with all legal proceedings, you never know where it quite may end up. So as we said, it's been filed. People can register to be part of the proceedings. You know, and we hope there's a positive outcome, but as with all these things, you're never quite sure. So, look, we'll keep an eye on the process. It does take a long time with all court proceedings, but we'll keep everyone up to date.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Leah. And before you go, my sister, let the mob know, who's Marua Law?
Yeah, so Marua Law is an Indigenous legal practice. We specialise in commercial property and Indigenous law. But anyone's welcome to give us a call at any time. Our number is 07-404-1-3088. We're here to help, and if we can't help you, we'll certainly try and find some lawyers who can.
As we say, too deadly. Thank you very much, Leah. All the best to you and your deadly team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Will do. Thanks, Trev. Cheers.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Leah Cameron, principal lawyer for Marua Law. And black lawyers at the table working with black people. But it'll take anybody's money, so give them a call if you've got any issues in regard to legalities, and they'll be able to help you out or point you in the right direction. There it is. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Take it out.
Times hard to control, then you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul.
Well, there'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll round again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. If it even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll round again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even off the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
I took a look in the mirror this morning. Standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through. Oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? I guess I'll have to go and apologize. For once again, being a clown and
and having fun. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I could see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Loving, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. I promise I'll give up my wicked ways and attend your every wish and need. I know I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it. Wait and see.
Yeah, Deli voice there, Ron Naden, I Don't Mean to Drink. And that's a Deli track there, coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your Deli program, National Talk Black. Yarlin with the ball, your own Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live from First Nation Radio Station, like I said, here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleboot Media, Deli Black Network out there, to all our First Nation Radio Station across this country, a fantastic voice for our people. So, yeah, do utilise it. All right, now, lessons of the Wirradjuri Dreamtime that are written in the stars are being passed down. We're going to catch over yarn now with cultural astronomer and University of New South Wales PhD candidate in the School of Humanities and Languages. Another Deli Trevor Lehman on the line, my brother. Very good morning. How are you?
Yamadu Marang, welcome from Wirradjuri country here. Oh, in Orange.
Beautiful, in Orange, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. So, a cultural astronomer looking at the, excuse me, the stars above, and we as First Nation people, look, we are professors in all fields, all industries, and of course, the stars as well. So, tell us about the beautiful information written in the stars being passed down to MOB and also to our professors and astronomers of the world.
Yes. Well, my project is basically specifically looking at Wirradjuri astronomy, but I do look more broadly and widely at cultural astronomy in general. The Wirradjuri people, as many of the other language groups in Australia, would use the stars for many things, for cultural and ceremonial purposes, obviously. For timing ceremonies, for noticing where the flowering times of plants and the breeding and life cycles of animals. So a lot of the stars were used as a calendar to inform people when certain things are happening on the land. Very, very important to understand and know that aspect of culture.
Well, you even look at our beautiful furry friends. Animals know what's going on with planet Earth when you can see how they act. So reading animals as well as the stars, there's communication going on the planet and in space, you could say.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, and of course, they would have also noticed much longer cycles of time too, because the stars do move. They appear fixed for the short lifespans that we humans have, of course. But over generations, the stars do move, and they would have taken note of that, and they would have had to revise their star calendars every couple of thousand years or so.
So, Trevor, you'd become a student and talking to our traditional owners and the elders in regard to this space, yes?
Yes. Yes. As I say, I spend a lot of my time on Wirradjuri country, so speaking with elders and knowledge custodians throughout Wirradjuri country. The only downside is that Wirradjuri country, as you probably know, is such a huge...
Big footprint.
...country.
Need a cut lunch to get to the other side.
I've already spent 7 years and I haven't visited every corner of the country yet. That's
how big... Too deadly. No, that's beautiful.
Bigger than a lot of countries in Europe.
So as a cultural astronomer, you'd find, are you finding across this big island, Australia, that astronomers and scientists are communicating more with traditional owners in all spaces?
I think so. I think we've awakened the fact with traditional astrophysical astronomers, they're starting to wake up to see the broader picture of how astronomy was done traditionally and culturally here in Australia. So, yes, and we get a lot of interest from the public, obviously.
Yes.
But also from other astronomers who aren't cultural astronomers, but they're just very interested in seeing the sky from a different perspective.
Are you finding that across the globe with astronomers and regarding communication with First Nation people like America and American Indians and Africans and all the above?
Yes. It is an international group of people doing research in many, many, well, all countries actually.
Yes.
And we do have an international conference every 3 years where we all get together and discuss our current research in cultural astronomy from all those different regions of the world. The last one that I was fortunate to attend was in 2017, and that was in northwest Spain.
Yes.
If you add 3 years to that, it brings you to 2020, and of course you know what's happened in 2020. With COVID-19 conference. Yeah, that conference has been postponed, and
back to the telescopes. Back to the telescopes.
Back to our own countries. Do more research in our own countries without meeting up with anyone. Of course, we do communicate, freely with the internet and all, but it's nice to have that face to face.
Sure.
Every 3 years, but unfortunately. COVID's put a spanner in the works at the moment, so we're just waiting to see what happens.
Now, looking at my notes here, Ancient Stories in the Stars, there's a Tina Lehman. Any connection there with you? She's a Palawa woman?
She's Palawa, yeah, she's my wife. We met in Tasmania, so, yep. She's my backup brain, so to speak, so she and I work together on a lot of things.
Powerful.
Yeah,
well, she's coming from a First Nation point of view, so it puts more meat on the bone for yourself as an astronomer, my friend.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to get that perspective as well.
Fantastic. Good team.
She's very academically minded too. She does a lot of her own research.
Good.
And might be publishing a paper or two in the near future. So,
and there could be good communication with First Nation people, the Palawa people down in Tasmania regarding this topic, what we're talking about, my friend.
Yes.
Opens up doors, doesn't it?
Other members of our group have done some research looking into the Tasmanian Aboriginal astronomy down there.
Mm.
But, there's always more to discover. So,
of course.
Yeah.
And as they say, we are students for life, are we not, Trevor?
Absolutely. Well, look at me. I'm nearly 60 now. I'm 57 at the moment, and I'm still going.
Fantastic. Look, a beautiful space you're working in, and look, fantastic communicating with our elders, traditional owners of the land, and the Wurundjeri people, and you're doing a fantastic job. And big shout-out to Sister Tina there. And keep in touch, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Yeah. All the best.
Yes, all the best to you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mandanguru, as we say in Wurundjeri.
Mandanguru. I love that.
Mandanguru.
Mandanguru to you, my brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Trevor Lehman, his name is, cultural astronomer and University of New South Wales PhD candidate in the School of Humanities and Languages. And we're talking about the lessons of the Wurundjeri Dreamtime that are written in the stars are being passed down. And yes, we are the professors, so talk to the people, talk to the First Nation people in regarding whatever topic, whatever industry, and you'll find there's a lot of information there. Seek and you'll find. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
And big shout out to my mob, or my mob on my father's side, 1 year Gunga leader, the Dumaji Mornington Island Way. And my mother's side, with me in spirit, my beautiful mother, Darnley Island Arab. That's who her mob is. So big shout out. Hope you're well, your mob, and stay tuned to your daily National Talk Black program, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Hey, you mob, it's Curtis here from Apuna Pima. Hey, did you know there are 7,000 chemicals in every cigarette, and about 70 of these are known to cause cancer? The good news is, when you quit, your body starts to get rid of these chemicals right away. For support, call Quitline on 13 78 48. The calls are free. Talk to us at Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council. And remember, our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you mob, it's Curtis here from Apuna Pima. Did you know secondhand smoke is when you're in a room breathing in smoke from someone else's cigarette? This can make people who are around the smoker sick. Make your home smoke-free to protect your family. For support, call Quitline 13 78 48. The calls are free. Or talk to us at Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council. And remember, our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422. 416.
Yeah, don't muck around. Give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, and we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs, my brother. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my radio brother, Professor Timms.
Professor Tim. Yeah, doctorate. Trevor Tim Aries, that's all I got, brother. No letters after my name. You there, mate?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Couple of things, there's a lot happening, but just firstly, before I get into the main thing, I was listening to the lady talking about cancer yesterday and stuff, and there, a little bit of advice, anybody that's been on antibiotics for like a long time, you have to push for further treatment, because antibiotics never cure anything, and it can lead to other things.
That's your experience and your opinion, brother?
It's my opinion, and I have initiated an inquiry into the death certificate of my missus there at Kingsbury's Hospital. I've done that, and that's going to take 5 weeks before I get a reply.
Yep.
I had a problem with the Cairns Hospital that they never really knew any of public liaison officer, and I was passed down the line, and I wasn't comfortable talking to other people, like the patient liaison officer and things. The good news is I know that there's a TAFE course going, and six people are training to be Aboriginal liaison officers.
Yes.
That's good news. And I think the only other good news I heard was that there was Yarrabah received some of those dialysis machines.
Yes.
I've been through there, mate, and there used to be a lot of people that had to go there for dialysis, and basically they were living at the Red Cross, so that'll be a big help for people. Have you seen the Cairns Post today, mate? This is what I'm leading to.
No, I haven't. Share with me.
The corruption, the Crime and Misconduct Commission are investigating the Cairns Council. The headline is Watchdog Launches Inquiry into Alleged Favours, and this... It's just probing the council, and the corruption watchdog confirmed it is making inquiries into allegations of corrupt conduct related to the Cairns Council. I've been really busy with the Green Patch thing, mate, and because the CJC are investigating, I want to read a little short paragraph out of the paper. It was from the 27th of January, March, and it says, this is in the Cairnfield, mate. It says, Mayor Bob Manning this week revealed an unexpected decision for someone who prides himself on steering the city in the direction he wants. He announced his appointment to a committee looking at the viability of the Mulgrave Mill, which he said would make him conflicted in any matters relating to the sugar industry that come before the council. you know, the green patches surrounded by sugar cane there. Mm. The new gig will rule him out of voting on any development of sugar farming land within the mill's catchment, including major subdivisions elsewhere in the city, and I guess that includes the green patch. He says, I have trouble cutting grass, let alone understanding sugar cane. But they have put together a group of people and there will be a report made over some time. You will probably hear something about that. Mm. This will mean that I will be conflicted in all issues dealing with the sugar industry and council. So I make that out front so that there's no surprise to you if it does make sure. It into the papers or something.
Give me the heads up, brother.
Councillor Manning, the mayor, did not respond to questions over whether the musician was paid and why he would take a job that would make him unable to participate in discussions about the city's expansion. And that's an unsigned report, mate. Can you understand all that?
Mm, yeah, there it is.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Tony? No. Lost Tony Gibson. Sorry, Tony, I lost you there, brother. Call me back if you like and continue the conversation. You dropped out. We can hear what you were saying, but you couldn't hear me responding. But look, all good. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, your mob. Have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Fairy tale when you live in hell. Trust me, that's a story I know very well. Bad weather, no umbrella, it gets better. Seen it with my own eyes, Money and job, you ain't got one. How you gon' raise my godson? Adoption, I know that's not an option. Your baby mama watching other girls and their husbands. They whip grips and kids, that's how a family functions. We face obstacles, that's not cool. But you got to choose what's best for you. I see you trying to better yourself and trying to better your health. I see you getting closer every day.
Got your super understanding, what the master plan. Ni nigga ukuluwa trying to find another hand. I'm pushing through the storm, being better than I am. When I make a bigger stride, I was trying to push me down. Man, I'm bigger than the image and the fans. Vision is precision, I can see right through the brands. See right through the smoke, life is not a joke. When I finally drop my mask, my mirror, it almost broke.
I was told the storm would go away. Darkest times, I pray for better days. Ayo, ayo.
Choose to feel. Lately, don't know how to feel. Don't know what's fake or real. So I get my mental straight. Write my problems to the pencil, break therapeutic. If it puts me in a better place, I gotta do it. Instead of losing myself, I found music. Real talk, I've been down and out, and I'm back now. You can't count me out, I never back down. And that goes to anybody with problems. I get help, and maybe we can solve them. Nakunili jak ripple left a door. Gotta keep pushing through, never stop. It's like every time I see the rain drop, like falling down your face in the same spot. If you're looking for love, it's what I got. Got enough to go around, giving up.
You say you got a lot of love, I can use a ton. And we can go together, we can be as one.
And I can tag along, yeah, my number longer bond. You can have to worry, you won't be alone.
I guess I'm coming too, cause if we preaching love and unity, I'm coming through. And is that cool with you?
Man, I got no issue, just know that I'm with you.
I'm with you,
I'm with you,
we with you.
Give it up, give it up to sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are, hey, baby. We're never gonna stop.
Yeah, Better Days, that's Baker Boy featuring Dallas Woods and Sampa the Great here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We got Tony Gibbs back. You there, Tony?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, lost your brother, sorry. Lost you.
Lost connection. I don't know how I got with that report. But I was reading something out.
Yeah, from the Cairns Post. And the mayor is off the table in regard to that conversation. Sugar industry, sugar mill, Gordonville.
Well, the whole area, he sort of abdicated his position, which left Brett Moller, the local councillor, with unbridled power out here, and the management of the Green Pack. It should have been open on last Saturday. I did go down there last Saturday, the market day, and I plastered the whole town with flyers. And
so you're saying that the council have now decided to open up the Green Patch?
No, mate, I've been under Curtis Pitt this morning. He's wild and angry. It's still shut. There's people being turned away. There's travellers arriving. You know, they want everybody at the airport with $1 million in their pocket. But this is the road in the Cairns, and there's so many travellers. And the Green Patch has always been a traditional place for travellers to come and for us local people
but
to
But you're saying that
to.
They've got the thumbs and up to open up the gate. Oh, you can't hear me. You can't hear me, Tony. Sorry.
I'm going from the river, and there's intense destruction going on the river. And I've been busy. I've called two Cairns radio stations, two Cairns TV stations. The mayor is basically abdicated by... open the gates for other people to get in. Oh, I wouldn't do that. And I said, yeah, well, you're not seeing travellers suffering. And it would give me the platform to expose this whole scam, which is on the paper. It says Watchdog launches inquiry over alleged favours. Mm. With the Green Patch, the... I've got the water gate. It's the gate to the river. Anyway.
You're breaking up there, Tony, but you can't hear me. Tony?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you can? Oh, good. Okay, thank you. But so what you're saying is the thumbs up in regard to opening the Green Patch, but it hasn't been opened. Is that the council's rule?
Yeah, the council's dysfunctional. It just can't undo a lock and open the place, you know, and it's how I've been on about it for a long time. You can hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a terrible position. It's the council. So basically, they put the mayor in the boat, and he's due to seize it, and all shoved him in the back, and he's got no power anymore. It's only electorate because it's the Cairns Council took over south of Cairns here, well, 20 kilometres south of Cairns, to have the control, and it's out of control.
Who's got the authorization to open the gate?
Well,
wouldn't it be the mayor? Wouldn't it be the council?
Well, it should be the council. It's a council.
Exactly.
The authorisation must come from Brett Moller.
Well, it's either yes or no. You're either pregnant or you're not, you know?
Yeah, right. And it's, there's no expense there. All they've got to do is undo the lock and let the people in and that's it because there's only shade and it's just a really dangerous place to go. I spent 7 months there, part of every day I go there. Brett Moller is the sole responsibility for Gordonvale now because the mayor has abdicated his position or been put into a boat. He's been mutinied by his own team, which is a dangerous position. And so that's the Green Patch is still locked up. The Cairns Post did put an article in with the amount of motorbikes there, and the only improvement there is they've cut the grass where they were all hiding under the bridge. And so they're exposed now, but it's turned into a tramp camp. It's a real mess of mattresses and grass chucked on it and old pillows and chairs and stuff. And people can't get into the camp area and they're camping under the bridge.
Mm.
And it's what we call gates for mates. Gates for mates. It's favours, what the CJ is investigating. It's just run for a local, a certain group of Muller's mates that have keys and access to the plate. They can go access the rivers through the cane farm. They can actually come up inside the rest area that's locked out to the public.
Mm. Yeah.
And I find it's crime and misconduct. If it's not a crime, well, it is a crime if you could see the distress some of the travellers are in because it's putting them on the road in a
means they have to go to the caravan park.
Yeah, well, the council opened that as a camping area. That's their folly. Mm. But the rest area should never, ever shut a rest area, mate. That's a rest area for the travelling people.
And it all sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Well, it's... Rob, I've been trying to get the CJC number today, and I'm really at the point of busting the gates over and open myself. Because a lot of people have said, oh, they want to do that. And I said, well, we want the council to open it. But if it gives me the platform, that's under consideration at the moment, because it's just terrible for us people.
Well, it's terrible for the locals, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, we've nowhere else to go.
All right, keep moving, Tone, but thank you. Keep us in touch. Keep us informed of what's happening. Keep in touch, brother, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah, really. Thanks for your time, Trevor.
Thanks, Tony. All the best. Tony Gibbs there, local boy, yarn up strong there about the green patch, and we all know about the green patch and what's happening there, and rules and regulations, and sometimes we are on the outer, but there it is. He's keeping us up to date with what's happening. That's why very passionate about it, and big shout out there to all the mob there, Gordonvale area, at the base of the Walsh Pyramid, too deadly, the pyramid we call it here in Cairns, home of the southern suburbs, the White Cockatoos, too deadly mob, big shout out, and the CDRL football should be starting up very soon as well. We've got Solomon on the line. Solomon, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, first time I think I ever text about Laura Cabello and
yes.
Peter Gunner, brother. They sued for Compa, but they didn't get it in the year 2000. She died in 1981, I think, Laura Cabello. But Peter Cabello is a relation to the Chief Minister for the territory, Michael Gunner, and they supported Peter Gunner. And, you know, I heard Craig Crawford, I think he was talking about truth and reconciliation and treaty.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff got to come out. And the mind boggles on who fathered the stolen generation, the kids like, and I think back to Bill Leake, cartoon about black fathers stepping up to the plate and teaching how to be responsible. A lot of the white fellow wasn't responsible, brother. So they needed to step up the plate. And a quick good caller, good story is, Josh had a car, first time in 71 years.
Six tries.
Yeah, brother. And what is his name? Pine, eh? Pine, he found his wallet again, brother, after 10 years. And he was the first quadriplegic in Parliament, brother, the local member. And he's the one that got the availability of the access with the wheelchair into the bus, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Exactly. No, thank you very much, Selwyn. To Dilly, Dilly brother and regular caller as well here on National Talk Black. He mentioned Lorna Cabilla, a pioneer who fought for the stolen generation to be compensated for abuse while in state-sponsored care. She dies at the age of 81, and thoughts going out to the family. Love and wishes there in regard to that beautiful lady. And we have plenty of those stories around this country about First Nation people, elders who passed on and still fighting for stolen generation and recognition in this country. There it is. Your mob, Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your time. Back in the hot seat again next week. That daily number 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, a one-hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Otherwise, you might look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Let's not get laxy-daisy and abide by the rules.
Midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knife in some old-fashioned book, have sailed all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you
like a beast with its horns. I have torn everyone that reached out to me. But I swear by this song and by all I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee.
Make a stand.